This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. And welcome to ENN on this, a Friday evening. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
Shovel your face.
I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
But she's not going to host a Tupperware party and not buy.
I'd also like to say good evening to myself. I left porn and went to golf. It changes. Yeah, the context changes. And then I'd like to also, if I can, please, say good evening to Chris Carlin.
Shut up, fatty. Time to move on.
You're telling me that's not going to be a delightful thing to play? Let's just picture it. Chris is just... Imagine Chris is talking to us and he's just starting to run a little bit too long. We just get to play this to him?
Shut up, fatty. Time to move on.
Yeah, that's the way we'll end every segment.
That we can basically end every segment like that. All right?
All right.
So, guys, you wanna hear what it sounded like when Anthony Rizzo talked about his first time walking into the Yankee clubhouse?
Yeah.
Let's hear from the newest Yank, Anthony Rizzo.
A lot of heavy hitters, a lot of big boys with a lot of clout, and walking into a new clubhouse for the first time in a long time it's a good feeling. It's familiarity being down here in Florida, being home for me personally, just playing the Marlins a lot. But you come in here and you can't help but just be excited and giddy, and just can't wait to get out there and play.
Rizzo, of course, not the only new Yankee. Let's hear from the other new man to pinstripes, Joey Gallo, on being a Yankee.
Yeah, I've been hearing for some time that it was a possibility that New York was in play for me. And, you know, I grew up a huge Yankee fan. My family's from New York, so it was pretty surreal that they told me I was going to the Yankees. So it's a great opportunity and, an amazing team to be a part of. So I'm excited for it.
Everybody likes coming to the Yankees.
You're not wrong.
There's something about it.
Here we go.
What about Joey Gallo on having to shave, potentially?
I literally had just gotten a haircut that day, and I had, you know, the beard trim, everything. And then, I think 3 hours later, they're like, hey, you know, you got traded, you're going to New York. I was like, oh, man, I guess I'm going to have to shave this. So I went home and had to do it on my own. I should probably have a professional do it at some point. But, that's part of one of the rules when you play in New York, and I don't mind doing it. I haven't faced in about 10 years, so.
Probably what about the rules? Probably.
No, it's not probably. It's definitively one of the rules. How about being the first Yankee to wear the number 13 since Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, so, growing up, obviously, huge Yankee fan, and, Derek Jeter was always the number I wanted to be, number two, and I liked Alex Rodriguez as well. He was a player I tried to emulate. I played third base and whatnot, hit home runs, and number two was always taken on every team. So, 13 from when I was probably 10 years old has been my number, so that was just kind of the number that I went to and kind of found luck with that number.
Peter, can I give the Mets starting lineup, which I just received?
Only if you read a sponsor first.
Yeah. The Mets starting lineup is brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Nimmo in center, McNeil at second, Alonso at first, Smith in left, Conforto in right, VR at third, Nito behind the plate, Guillorme at short, and Carlos Carrasco will pitch, and he's going to bat ninth. That's the Mets starting lineup against the Reds tonight, brought to you by Tullamore Dew. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly.
There are not simply new Yankees in town.
No.
There's a new Met. His name is Javi Baez. His manager, Luis Rojas, spoke on Baez coming to Queens.
Talking about Javi and how many, I mean, the good of a player this guy is and all those things, all the things that he does. Like, I've always been a huge fan of what he does as an offensive player, as a defensive player, as a base runner, like all those different things that he does on the field. So he's a very exciting player. So, you know, always being a fan from afar, we already played the two series against the Cubs where we saw him and he actually did really well against us. So, yeah, always been a huge fan.
A lot of big names coming to town, huh?
Big names moving all over the world.
And particularly right here in New York. Like, you're talking about three very high-level names in Major League Baseball all coming to the same town on the same day. And you know what? This is the perfect time for me to tell you guys something very, very important.
Tell us.
It's Summer Fridays here on the K-Show, brought to you by new Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer. 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, and gluten-free.
Summer of K.
That's right. Thank you. It is the Summer of K. It's not the Summer of Carson. Carson Wentz. Out.
You guys, see, this is a perfect example of what you two accuse me of. You're happy he's hurt, so you were right.
No. No, yeah. I'm not happy.
Oh, yeah.
He's undergoing further testing on a foot injury that he suffered at the end of practice yesterday. A twinge in his foot. He rolled out and planted to throw. So, listen, this doesn't sound like it's necessarily something awful, but they're
not
sure.
It doesn't sound good.
And we're not happy, Michael.
No.
Because we've been proven right long before this.
True. Thank you. It's a great point by Don. We didn't need this to be proven right.
Don't scream at me on
the show.
Don't
defend him. This is gratuitous at this point. It's gravy.
Yeah, I mean, listen. It. I get it. You guys want to know who Carson Wentz is to Andrew?
Now he's nobody.
He's Andrew's RG3. I mean, except...
No, because I've had it.
I'm sorry, Andrew. You get to have a little bit of joy, though, because he was a big part of them winning a Super Bowl that season. He just wasn't there for the entire playoff run.
And if you think about it, his argument of, well, no, he can't be injury-prone because it's always something different. No, that's exactly injury-prone. Because if it's the same injury recurring in the same area, now that's a chronic problem.
That's a great way of putting it, correct.
Right? So the fact there's always like a flukeness to injury prone. It's not like it's not that it's your fault. It's just that I don't know, you're just a guy that's susceptible to injuries and it's always something with him, so he's the definition of it. So I hope he's able to overcome it. But it's weird for Andrew, right? Because that's not the guy that won you the Super Bowl, but he's the best quarterback you've had.
And you did
probably
the list
since McNabb and I
love this guy.
Probably set up to be better than McNabb.
He was gonna be so good. He blew my mind that year.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Another man who's blown my mind on many occasions, not personally or privately, but watching him on television, is Aaron Rodgers. He's back at training camp with the Green Bay Packers, and he is now apparently working with a bit of a pitch count, if you will, limiting his throws. By the way, is the term pitch count is used like completely straight ahead in football, not like it's even slang?
No, I think it's become a term.
If it's off the baseball term.
But it's now being, it's taken, like, it doesn't even need quotes.
I guess it could use quotes.
I think it needs quotes still.
Because you want it to be called a throw count.
Correct. He's not pitching. Don, is he pitching?
No.
What's he doing?
How about a flinging count? A fling count.
A fling count? I don't know.
You have to have those.
Let's not reinvent the wheel. A throw count's fine.
Yeah, but if you're going to call it a pitch count, I'm sorry. And Michael, you of all people should feel strongly about this. That needs quotes.
Well, you were saying it, so you'd have to use air quotes, and only the
but
people
no, it's
watching
because
the simulcast would see it.
It's because I read it on ESPN, and let me look one more time. I don't want to get this wrong.
Don't.
Never misquote the mothership. But I believe... No quote on the headline or on, like, the front page link. It just says Rogers on pitch count. No. It's a baseball term. I need quotes. Either way, they're going to protect Rogers, who's no spring chicken.
Is that in quotes? Because he's really not a chicken.
Well, it should be if it's not.
I can't see if there are quotes because I said it in my mind, but I didn't think quotes. He's been keeping it in the low to mid-teens throw-wise during 11-on-11s. He threw 13 pitches today. He threw 15 pitches Thursday, 14 Wednesday.
A lot of pitches. Now, how can you get your work in doing just throwing that few footballs?
No, there's footwork. There's
he's thrown the football before. He knows what to do.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, he's been working out for the last 7 weeks.
Yeah, who's he throwing to? Shailene Woodley? I mean, really, does it count? That's his fiance.
Shailene Woodley?
Yes, the actress.
I don't know who that is.
That's why
the necessary
broke up
roughness,
with his...
he was throwing to a scarecrow.
Great movie, by the way. That's a woman I know. Her name's Kathy Ireland. How do you spell Shailene?
S-H-I-L-E-N-E.
Let's troll, shall we?
No, S-H-A-I.
Yeah, S-H-A.
Oh, yeah. She's from what again?
She's from his fiance.
No, but isn't she an actor?
Yeah, I don't know what she's been appeared in.
No, she's in something I watch.
What's
I'm
that?
Looking, I know that face. Television.
This is the first time you heard that he was engaged to Shailene Woodley. That's why he broke up with Danny Patrick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's homegirl from Big Little Lies. Of course. She's Madge in Big Little Lies.
Like, flush it.
Well, here's the thing. Let's be honest. Is there a football player who's more about the celebrity relationship than Aaron Rodgers? Honestly.
Oh, you know what she was in that was great?
Him and Brady. What?
Yeah, Brady's had celebrity relationships.
Yeah, I know her. She was in The Descendants, which is a very underrated movie.
Is that the Disney movie?
No. The one with George Clooney.
Oh, oh.
They're in Hawaii. The wife gets into an accident. It's a really...
very depressing. Was she a kid in the movie?
She was like 17, 18.
So she was his daughter?
Yes.
Miserable movie.
This just in, by the way.
I thought it was good.
She tweeted yesterday, Michael, disgusted with Don's list because it left out Big Little Lies.
Wow.
She was deeply offended.
Gets a reaction, man. You should appreciate it.
Jam it up!
The show.
She really is. I'm telling you, though. Michael, you watch Big Little Lies, right?
No, not for a second.
Did your wife?
No.
Why did you say it proudly? That bothers me.
Yeah, that's...
Why do you have to be proud to not... Like, that is choosing to be ignorant. That's the worst form of ignorance.
Here's why I said it that way.
Not for
you. I got a little too much going on to, like, consume every single thing that's streamed or broadcast.
Unlike me.
Let's measure up. I got a dog. You got a dog. I got a wife. You got a girlfriend. I've got two jobs. You've got two jobs. You might have three.
I mean, today I have three.
Okay. But then we throw in the two little urchins. That throws everything out of whack. Ask Don. I win.
Well, wait a minute. You have a DVR.
But when am I going to watch
something.
It? I
you
have
do
to
watch
sleep.
Programs.
I have
do
to,
you not?
But I can't watch everything I want to watch. I've given up.
I know, but it's all in your tone, and your tone was very dismissive.
Thank you, Don.
That's the way I am.
No, but you could have just said, hi, I just really don't have the time. No, you all made right. It seem like
Peter
I'm above that show.
Peter,
see,
ask me
you
again.
Don't even realize how you talk down to people and things.
Peter, ask me again.
Have you watched Big Little Lies at all?
Absolutely not.
See, that's not right.
See, and it's so damn good. And by the way, you of all people... an admirer of the fairer sex. It's a who's who of all-time greats. Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Why am I spacing on Lisa Bonet's daughter's name? Zoe Kravitz.
And Shailene Woodley, I heard.
And Shailene Woodley.
Get back to ENN, please. You're starting
this
to...
is ENN. Come on.
Don't you know? Don't you know? Simone Biles, Bob Costas brought this up earlier. By the way, I don't get the hint when I asked that question that Costas is a huge Vince McMahon guy.
Oh, my God. Really? He got his shots in.
And by the way, it reminded me, when I asked that, it reminded me that I've brought this up before, and I got a similar reaction.
And it reminded me, why is he asking that dumb question?
Well, hold on. Thank God I have Don here to defend me when I'm right. Don, in the moments that original show is known for, the Vince McMahon interview is not up there?
No, it's definitely up there. But Bob took it where he took it.
Bob took it there.
Don, when you come back from vacation, why don't you do the top 10 Acostas interviews on the old show?
You know what? Not a bad idea.
Maybe 12 if you don't want to get into arguments.
You know, okay. Oh, now I see what you're doing. You're attacking Don again. Okay.
That's fine. He's wrong. He doesn't have.
And I, you know, if I wasn't so deferential to Costas, I might have fought back on his statement that it was like the biggest failure in the history of cable television. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I know it ended up doing really poorly by the end of that first season.
Bob doesn't make stuff up. If he says it, so.
But he did it.
Bob be Bob, okay? We all have.
Yeah, he clearly did have an axe to grind. Like and understandably, Vince McMahon was not pleasant in that interview.
But I think that you, right, bringing up that question, which led to that answer with a lot of Costa's vitriol, I think you show up at the studio tonight, you're turned away. That's just my guess, if Vince heard it.
Well, but I brought it up.
You're out. No, because you made it a thing. They probably have – they've taken your key card and they've deactivated it.
Wow.
You will not be talking smack today.
That would be very hurtful, simply because I tried to bring up Vince McMahon. Did you hear about the Vince McMahon show being made?
No.
Blumhouse TV.
What is that?
Blumhouse Productions. I mean, it's a movie and television production company. They're producing a series about the steroid trials called The United States of America versus Vince McMahon.
Well, I'm sure he'll love that.
Well, no, it's WWE is in it as a producer.
Oh, really? So what's the message?
They're on board. Well, no one's quite sure where it's going to go, but that trial. By the way, this is awesome, or not awesome. It gets me irate, but it's awesome for this show where this person's talked about a lot. In the press release from Blumhouse in the press release from Blumhouse about the TV show, Don, they referenced that the lead up to the trial was article after article by Phil Mushnick attacking Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah. That was a thing.
Like, that he's the reason that the district attorney of the southern state ended up investigating. It was because of Phil Mushnick's endless attack.
So doesn't that completely debunk your theory that nobody reads, Phil? People obviously do.
That was 1987. Yeah. 88.
Those are facts.
It's a different
same guy.
It's a different time.
Hey Don, when you're off next week, will you call in to do a top five list?
No.
Simone Biles, though, as Costas did mention earlier, said she's being plagued by the twisties, which is apparently when your mind and body are just not in sync. It still is not official that she will be out of the individual competition, but it's certainly appearing that way. But if you're a fan of U.S. gymnastics, you're feeling good after Suni Lee won the gold medal yesterday. By the way, she'll be back in action again on Sunday and Tuesday. And Michael, you mentioned it earlier, Tiger Woods was spotted for the first time out and about. I had not even seen that. Tiger was on crutches while checking into a hotel in Los Angeles with his girlfriend, Erica Herman. He appeared to be putting a significant amount of weight on his broken right leg. He was still wearing a protective sleeve around the leg. But this was the first time he'd been seen since earlier last month when he was seen at LAX. And at that point, he was putting no weight on the leg. He looked pretty good.
He'll be fine.
The crash, of course, happened on February 23rd.
You think he has good doctors?
I would assume he has the best. Do you think he'll play golf again?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll compete? Like, do you think there'll be one more major weekend in which we're talking about Tiger?
Yes.
Don?
Wait. This is serious stuff. Anthony DeComo just tweeted, Jacob DeGrom has suffered a setback. Additional inflammation in his right arm. The Mets are shutting him down from throwing for 2 weeks, and he will require a ramp-up after that. September is now looking like a best-case scenario for DeGrom's return. That is awful news. I'm sure Chris Carlin will have probably start the show with that, but Chris Carlin will have more in a couple of minutes.
Oh, that'll do it for ENN. Debbie Downer on this Friday evening.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.